It blows my mind that you're a mom at all, because I remember you when you brought up Stay and Reality Bites. I mean, I was a kid in school, and you were, whether you like it or not, you were the crush of many a young man all across the country. Probably still are, by the way. I know I know one in particular, and he happens to be on the show with us here. His name's Michael Cirio. He's our executive producer, and literally broke out into cold sweat when we found out you were coming on the show. Michael, would you like to say hello?
Yeah, Lisa, I've been in love with you for 2/3 of my life.
Oh my Lord! Hello.
And I sat and did an inventory of it the other day, and I feel like you have been a template for just about every woman I've dated at some point or another.
It's true.
Petite brunettes who have glasses.
I appreciate. Well, it's not a bad template, right? It's something that could actually translate into mom or wife. It's you know.
Well, it hasn't yet.
I'm an upstanding citizen. I like to read and listen to music and go to movies and take long walks on the beach.
No, I think it's great, and I've actually had the opportunity to meet you before, and you came and sang for my birthday one time on a different radio show many years ago.
Oh, my God.
He can't stop smiling about it.
Where are you in Connecticut? Where are you guys?
We're in Philadelphia.
Okay. So I would probably remember you if I saw you then, but I can't see you, so I don't know.
I'm the really handsome one.
Oh,
and
hello.
Single, and newly single, by the way.
Really, yeah. I know some really nice girls, especially in New York City.
Okay, are they kind of like you?
Yeah, they're, well, I think so. They're people that I really like. They're like-minded. They're friendly. They've got a lot of interests. I think they're cute, and they're smart, and it's just fun to hang out with. So
yeah. No, hey, I'm down. If you want to hook that up, that's fine with me.